Felix was introduced to the group.
He would be the arbiter as to whether it was being done right. Well, of course, some tough questions of science that had to be done at that stage of science. And Felix came out and spent a lot of time with it. But he objected to one thing. It was interesting. He'd come out and we sit around talking and going over the details, and finally had a very tight protocol for doing the actual bloods and for getting samples that could go to the four labs. And as a matter of fact, also, we could have done something on high-density lipoproteins because he was sending us some bloods, but by then there were some troubles with whether Framingham wanted to continue. But at any rate, Felix would sit there and he says, "John, I don't understand how you operate." He said, "I'm a statistician. You don't see me going out to operate your centrifuges." I said, "But Felix, why do you object to my trying to do some crude statistical analysis of our data?" He said, "It just isn't right. A statistician should be a statistician, and an ultracentrifuge." And he never got over that. He was, I think, a good influence. We had some bad arguments, Moore and I. But
probably on the basic issue of prediction from total versus...
Well, he was in on that, yeah. But, well, we ended up, I think I have a high respect for Felix.
Good.